Hi everyone, it's Chef Alina Z, and in today's podcast on Hungry for Miracles, I want to share with you my story of how I ended up living on my absolutely favorite block in the whole country. And now I live in California, I live in Santa Monica, and every day I wake up and I'm just so grateful and I wonder, how the heck did I get here? And this morning I was walking around and thinking of all the things and all the miracles that had to happen for me to be here. And the reason why I wanted to share it with you today, because if you're looking for a place to live somewhere, or if you want to manifest something else in your life, a great job, you know, a new partner, health, whatever it is, you know, I think the same principles apply that I have here in this story that will apply to any situation. And for me, it's a reminder for myself actually to trust that everything is working out, because if it worked out in the past, it will work out in the future. So here it goes. Since 2009, I've been wanting to move to California, and things just didn't fall into place. I wanted to move and somebody already found a job for me, but then things shifted and it felt really good to move to Florida because I had an opportunity to come up there, and I just stayed. I wasn't going to stay in Florida, but I ended up staying. And every time I would come to California, I would think, I really want to live here, I want to move here. But the universe was like, no, you have to stay in Florida. So I had amazing things happen there, and my career really took off, and I was really happy. And then things started to slow down, and the relationship I was in ended. And after that, I came to California 7 times in 7 months. And I would just come here for the weekend, and I was thinking, why don't I just move here? But I couldn't. You know, I didn't have a place to live, and I had great clients, and I had great work in Florida. And then all of a sudden, my clients said, my biggest clients, they said, you know what, we're moving to LA. Now, out of all the places in California, I wanted to live in LA. I know, crazy, but I did. And out of all the places that they wanted to move to, and even just wanting to move, they wanted to move to LA. And I thought, okay, you know what, I'm going to try it out and just come here and get an Airbnb. I only knew 2 people in LA, but I'm going to try it. And I was looking at Airbnbs, and I have a dog, and out of all the places in LA that I could afford that allowed a dog that I could stay for 2 months in consecutively, happened to be a place in Santa Monica, and it was exactly, I kid you not, across the street from the guy that I knew. He was a friend, and I knew him from another friend. And he thought that I moved there for him, I think, because my windows of my little Airbnb faced his windows. I mean, how freaky is that? If I were him, I would probably also be a little concerned about this girl moving. And he's like, I don't know about that. So I came here. I came to LA, and I came to the Airbnb, and my mom came with me, and she wanted to just make sure I was settled okay. And I told this guy, listen, I'm moving. And he's like, hey, why don't you come over to my place with your mom? And I have a friend I'll introduce you to, because you don't know anybody in LA. And that first day, I came here on Friday. On Saturday, I met my best friend, Amanda, which was also a miracle, because we just connected. And you know how people say, oh, people in LA are so flaky. I actually have had amazing, amazing friendships here and still have, and I met great people. So I think it's just how you tune yourself onto and what kind of energy you bring in. And Amanda and I have been best friends since the day we met. And then I started looking for a place to live, you know, instead of Airbnb. And I found a place that I really, really liked, but they didn't have apartments that I wanted to have, like with a nice view. All of them were, you know, into the alley, and I thought, you know what, doesn't feel right. So I found another place that also didn't feel right, but it felt better. And I thought, I have to find a place, so you know what, I'm just gonna settle. But something didn't feel right, and I still went for it. And the universe was like, well, you know what, you put this $500 deposit that's not refundable into this apartment, but if you would have just waited and trusted, here is a gift. And they called me from the apartment building I'm in and said, listen, we have an apartment coming up. We don't know if it's going to be coming up for sure, but 99% it is. You cannot see it, but you just have to trust it. Here is a view approximately. It's on this floor, and you have to put a deposit today, and it might be available on Friday. And it was a Tuesday. And I thought, okay, there's pros and cons for both apartments, but something felt right. It just felt right for the apartment that I really liked. And I thought, you know what? It might not be perfect of what I'm looking for. It doesn't have dishwasher. It doesn't have washer and dryer. It doesn't have AC. Can you believe it? I'm living in an apartment with no AC. But, you know, so are many people in Santa Monica. And I thought, you know, something felt right. And I said, okay. And I took it and the place became available and I moved. But I still didn't love it because it had its ugly carpeting and the view was obstructed. But I kept saying, you know what, I'm really, really grateful for what I do have. And actually, to backtrack a little, when I lived in Florida, coming to California, I always felt grateful for living in Florida, for having a home there, for having my career, for having my friends. I always, always felt grateful. And when I did move to California, I felt grateful for the rinky-dink Airbnb that I had. And then when I moved into my apartment, my first apartment here in LA, I was grateful for it, even though it had ugly carpet and even though I had an okay view. And then I went downstairs a couple of times and asked them, do you have an apartment coming up and somewhere with a nicer view, but also not too high up? And they kept saying, no, no. And then one day I just, you know, I kept going and kept asking. They said, you know what? We have an apartment coming up exactly above yours, two floors higher, with a nicer view with hardwood floors. And I thought, wow, this is another miracle. You know, just things started to happen when I let go and I kept being grateful for what I had. And then I got the apartment I'm in now, and I'm really, really happy and grateful for having it. And, you know, another miracle happened when I was moving. I didn't have any furniture. And as I was looking at apartments, I just stopped by this one place that had an open door and there were people sitting there. And I said, hey guys, just wanted to see, you know, do you like living here? What do you think about this place? And they're like, yeah, it's great, it's great. And one girl was like, well, I'm moving. Do you need any furniture? And I said, as a matter of fact, I do. So for $150, she gave me a couch, a Tempur-Pedic mattress, and pots and pans. And I thought, wow, so grateful, another miracle. And I was able to move in having something to sleep on and having something to cook from. Then I bought the rest of the stuff. And right now, I'm at this place in my life where I really, really, really want to have my TV show, and I really, really want to have a relationship. And I thought, you know what? Really, really wanting something puts me in a situation where it reminds me that I don't have them. Because if you want something, by definition, you don't have it, right? Because otherwise, you would be just grateful for what you have. And the law of attraction says that like attracts like. And when you are on the vibration level of the thing that you want, that thing will be yours because you're on its level. So to be on the level of something that you want, you have to pretend that you already have it. And, you know, it sounds a little bit, you know, weird to some people, and like pretending, and it sounds like, oh my God, voodoo stuff. But I think if you just start being grateful, I'm telling this to myself as much as I'm telling you, honestly, if I keep being grateful for what I do have, if I keep feeling grateful for the work that I do have, for the relationships in my life that I do have, and maybe they're not romantic, the work that I have is not on TV yet, but I'm grateful every day for it. I'm going to receive whatever is meant for me and the perfect timing. Because if I moved to California 5 years ago, like, who knows? I would have not created the number one best diet. I would have not made friendships. I would have not opened a store in Kazakhstan. I would have not opened a food line in Russia. Like, all these things came because I was in Florida. Now, could have had something even better happen in California. But you know what? I cannot live in a coulda, woulda, shoulda world. I have to think, what am I grateful for that did happen, that I am experiencing? And this is a reminder for myself right now to just be grateful for everything that I do have, for everything that I've have had happen. And there are many miracles that I can recall in my life, and I'm sure you can too. And this is what this podcast is about, really just helping me and hopefully helping you to remind ourselves that miracles happen, and they have happened every time we look back on something in our lives. And they may be small miracles, they may be big miracles, but we've had miracles every single day. And if you don't believe it, well, think about the miracle of your body, of my body. You know, it's breathing. I don't put extra effort into breathing usually. My heart just keeps moving, not moving, but pumping. That's how my heart is not moving, stays in my body. But it's a miracle how things are happening. Like, I have no idea how I'm growing new fingernails every single month. I get what, like every 3 months, I guess I get new fingernail, and so do you. And that's a miracle. And it's a miracle we wake up. It's a miracle that we breathe. It's a miracle that maybe you got home safe and you avoided something. Like, who knows what could have happened? But if you're grateful, if I'm grateful for the miracle of our lives and for the great things that we do have. And if you're listening to this podcast, you probably have some kind of computer gadget, sounds like a grandma, right? Computer gadget. If you have a computer or an iPhone or an Android or whatever, like, that's really cool. That means you have some kind of security in your life, that you have money, that you're not homeless. And that's something to be grateful for. Something to be grateful for, that we can get inspired by other people. And you are the result of the company you keep and the five people that you spend your most of your time. You start representing what they represent. They rub off on you. And so, listening to podcasts, whether it's mine or someone else's, I think can put you in that mindset of whatever you desire. If you want money, listen to the money podcast. If you want happiness, listen to happiness podcast. If you want miracles, listen to miracles podcast. And I started this podcast, as I said, for myself, to remember and to be reminded by my friends that miracles happen. And I don't know what else. How do else do you call it? That, but not a miracle, that I came to LA and lived across the street from the only person that I knew in this little area of LA, and that I met my best friend, and that my clients moved here, and that I got my place, and they called me. And this one girl that I was talking to in my building, she in the leasing office, she left within like a couple of days after that. I felt like she was an angel who just got transferred, actually, to this building for a little bit. That she hit it off with me, that she called me to tell me that this apartment was coming up. That's a miracle. And I'm keeping my faith and keep trusting that miracles will continue happening, because I'm grateful for what I do have, and grateful for my friends, grateful for my work, for my health, for my puppy. Not that I want to attract more puppies, but dogs, I think, are so loving, and they have such great unconditional love for us that puts us on a vibration and the frequency of unconditional love. And when we're grateful for that, more of that will happen, because really what you focus on, you keep seeing. And I want to leave you with this little exercise. You might have heard about it, the new car experiment. If you ever gotten a new car and you're like, wow, and nobody has this car, and then you start seeing that car everywhere, or if you're thinking about a car and you keep seeing that car, if you're thinking about a particular color, you keep seeing that color. So look for something today, like seek out something in particular, just to see how you attract it. You can seek out a color and see how you attract that, or seek out a car and see how you can attract that. And a quick other side experiment to that, if you want, look around right now, wherever you are, listen to this podcast and look at how many things you can see that are red. So, like, take a couple of seconds, find whatever you can see that's red or pink. Red or pink. I don't have anything red in my house. Well, I do actually. Look at that. I just found two red things in my house. So you see the things are red. Okay. Now, close your eyes and try to recall how many things you saw red. You can recall them pretty quickly, right? Because you just saw them. You paid attention. Now, without opening your eyes, try to recall how many things that you saw that were brown or blue or green. You probably didn't pay attention to those because you were looking for red or pink, right? So imagine the same thing. If we're looking for one thing, we'll see it. If we're looking for another thing, we'll see it. Whatever we focus on, we will keep seeing. We will keep attracting it. And I think that if you focus on miracles, you'll attract miracles. You'll see miracles. And even if you don't believe in manifestation, even if you don't believe in law of attraction, you will focus on something and you will see it because you focus on it. So I really want to inspire you and myself to focus on something that you want to see. And when you see that, you'll create more of that in your life. You'll see more and you'll have more, right? And for me, I'm going to leave myself looking, and not looking, but seeing miracles and seeing abundance and gratitude, things to be grateful for. That's what I want to bring in this week. Message me on social media at Chef Alina Z. Let me know what you're creating, what kind of things you want to bring into your world. And also, if you have stories of miracles, simple miracles, big miracles, anything that you think can uplift someone else, we'd love to hear it. Okay, stay tuned for the next podcast. I'm probably going to have an interview, but who knows? I am here just to inspire you and myself included to have a miraculous life. I love you, and until later. Bye.